Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there, you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also, be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join. Hello, everyone. We wanted to offer you a brief introduction to our newest product on the PropertyManagementMastermind.com site. It's called the Business Development Toolkit. In 2017, RentWorks organically grew by over 360 plus homes. In 2018, we are on pace to grow another 500 homes. All of this has been without any acquisitions by going out to meet the people and earn the business one at a time. This toolkit will provide you all the marketing materials, business development scripts, and follow-up plans in a format you can modify and use. The biggest part of this toolkit is we give you the Lead Simple follow-up plan. Now, using Lead Simple as your contact resource management platform, combined with implementing our follow-up plan, will give you a launching pad to build your business. This was over 2 years in the making, pulling bits and pieces from the best companies in the industry. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied with this product. Check out our site at propertymanagementmastermind.com to learn more about this new business development toolkit. Hey everyone, in today's episode, I talk with Mark and Ann Lackey, and they assist property managers in finding virtual assistants. There's been a lot of buzz around the industry recently of hiring people outside of the country, outside of your potential local market, to assist with everything that you can think of, with a phone, internet, voice over IP, all that good stuff. And they're going to talk you through how they go through the process of hiring and what it can do for you in your business. So let's take a listen. And welcome everybody to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson, and today's guest, I have Mark and Ann Lackey here, and I met them through a couple NARPM events and wanted to tell everybody I have been really impressed with what they're doing in the virtual assistant world. And so they have become the experts, and I don't want to steal a lot of their thunder by giving them a long introduction, but I just want to give them a quick little intro and then get right to it. So Mark and Ann, how are you guys today?
Great. Thank you for having us here. We certainly appreciate it.
So the intro and background of your company is really kind of intriguing. And I want you to start there. Kind of give us the who, what, where, what you guys are doing.
So we are the co-founders of HireSmart VAs, and we're a recruiting and staffing company providing full-time certified virtual assistants from the Philippines. Our clients are business owners that have problems finding and keeping staff. They're feeling overwhelmed because maybe they're, you know, doing too much themselves, or they have a staff member that just quit and they're looking at other options. And so our VAs are dedicated to our clients, understand the client's goals and objectives, work on their time zones, which I think is really important, understand their platforms, and work under the client's supervision and direction. So, you know, they're just like valued employees, but at a fraction of the cost. And that's kind of been our value proposition, you know, from the start.
I like it. And here's our background. So we had just a quick brief intro before we got onto this thing. You know, we as RentWorks have used all the virtual assistants in the major countries that we could mention. And I think they have a great place in this industry. And so I wanted to bring you guys on to talk about it. And here's where I'm going with this is I think it's becoming more of a proliferation into this industry. People are looking to outsource their labor resources for simple things and complicated things. It's not just data entry in the background. And What has been the stigma of virtual assistants is it's somebody in a faraway land, in a back office, on an internet connection, you know, with a faceless person banging away at a keyboard, kind of doing different data tasks. And I don't think that's really the norm any longer. And I think what we're seeing now is more and more property management companies are seeing the value in outsourcing the full-time virtual assistants for a number of different reasons, which we're going to somewhat cover here. So right off the bat, let's talk about some of the challenges with working with virtual assistants. When I say that, the first one would be obviously the distance. And so one of the challenges are most of your VAs, and I hate even calling them that because, you know, we have 10 full-time, I call them team members, because their pictures are on our website, their bios are on our website, and I don't like to use the term virtual assistant. I really like team members because, darn it, they are. I mean, they attend our meetings, and they understand who we are, and they do a great job for us. So I'm very fond of the virtual assistant method. And where you find the talent is almost irrelevant because there's talent in every part of the world. So challenges right off the bat are going to be the phone connections and the internet connections. So talk us through some of that.
So part of the things, like I said, we're a recruiting company. And part of the vetting process that we have is just what you mentioned. You know, speaking quality, you know, English is part of it. But the technology, making sure that the technology in their high-tech home offices are vetted so that our clients don't have an experience where there are a lot of interruptions. And so we have a process for that. And that's something that every VA goes through before they ever even meet a client for a possible interview, is that vetting process to make sure that the experience is as seamless as possible.
And even before,
go ahead, Mark.
And mentioned before they meet a client, before they even start talking with us or our, we have a partner in the Philippines that works with us on this, and we're business partners in this. Before they even talk to him, he's the first interview. They've gone through 5 levels of testing to be able to get to that point. So we've already gone through that evaluation of their landlines, their technology, bandwidth speeds, and all of those pieces are proven out before they even begin that, starting that conversation. And it's knowing the right things to ask and knowing the right things to evaluate, which helps set us apart than somebody just going out on their own and saying, oh, I'm going to hire a VA. And, you know, they start looking in Facebook and bring somebody on board.
Yeah, we know that, we know which the ISPs are good. We know which ones have data caps. We've been doing this for 4 years, and we've learned a lot as we've grown, just like every other business, right?
Right. And so that may be where you come in with the term certified.
Well, that is one of them. Yeah,
that's one of the certified part.
Of it also is we have a boot camp that every VA, once they're selected, I get to spend 40 hours with them, making sure that they're as good as we think they are. A lot of people I know back in the day when I was hiring employees, sometimes I'd hire somebody and they interviewed great and had a great personality and they were fantastic. They tested well. But when I got them in the office after the second day, I was like, that didn't work as well as I had thought, right? They, again, everything else proved out. But until you put somebody through the paces, until you start giving them work to do and you see their communication and you see their work ethic and you see how they perform, that's that certification that we talk about. And that is part of our process. And it's what we call our secret sauce, because anybody can be great until you actually start working with them side by side. And every VA that we place, I work with them directly for 40 hours to make sure that they're as amazing as we expect them to be from the beginning.
And they have daily, and then they have a final exam at the end too, that they have to be able to pass that exam. They don't score, you don't pass on to the client. You know, we hate to have to call a client and say, sorry, your person didn't make it through, especially on the first couple of days or there's some particular problem. But we prefer to do that than deliver somebody that's not going to work out for them. And like Ann said, everybody's had that experience where you've met somebody, they interviewed great, and then suddenly they show up for the job and they're not what you really expected or not what they had presented themselves as. So we believe that certification works out real well. In addition to that, we do another level of testing in 12 personal attributes of a personality to find out if they will fit into a particular role. So this is a testing program that's actually born and came out of the Fortune 1000 companies. And it's used at very high levels in HR companies. We just happen to have that as a resource. and are adapting that to use in the Philippines and are building the algorithms to find out who's going to really be successful in which particular role. So all of that together with the training that they go through and the testing and the 40 hours with Ann has us to deliver people that are really qualified, ready to start problem solving on day one and get on with their job. And that's what our clients like. Somebody that's delivered on that Monday, they're able to start doing some work.
So your based initial conversation with anyone is you're looking for quality people. And then as they start going through your training, that's when they kind of figure out the role for them. Is that what I caught?
No, I mean, again, as a recruiting company, what we actually start from the very beginning, and it's a consultative approach with the client. So let's say you're looking for somebody to do a task. We're going to have a conversation about what roles, what are the top three things that you want this person to handle? I go out and create the ads, job description, do the recruiting, testing, or whatever, making sure the DISC profile fits for the task that you gave me. Once we have that, so we're filling it for a specific role based on the conversation. But in the midst of the conversation you or I are having, and let's say I want an accounting salesperson, I'm going to stop you right there and say, okay, which one of those two things are more important to you? Because you can't have one person that is great in accounting that's great in sales. That's just not feasible, right?
It's counterintuitive in the personality profile.
It's very hard to find that person. And so we talk about expectations with our clients. We really kind of become that staffing consultant. We spend a lot of time with our clients figuring out if there are roles in their company that need to be offloaded to a virtual professional or a virtual assistant, and so they can elevate their staff. So it's really a consultative approach from the very, very first conversation that we have with our clients all the way through. So when I'm certifying that person, I'm usually certifying them on a broad topic. And again, we have 7 certifications. Property management is one of them. And so the certification process for property management is an overall context of the life cycle of property management, why we do what we do. Because you can find people that are great at tasks, but if they don't understand why they're doing that task, they don't have the background to make the best decisions as they go forward. So I teach them the context, the why behind the how. And then we give them specific assignments to do, just like in my property, lease contracts, rental CMAs, fair housing rules and regs. I mean, we go through everything, and they have tests and quizzes and true daily work that they would do in a property management company so that we can see if they can follow directions and do all of that. So again, that kind of, it starts from the very beginning conversation and then goes all the way through.
Go
ahead, Mark.
Leading to, which is a really good question you asked, because people come to us and say, I need a VA. Can you deliver one tomorrow? Because they think we have a stable of VAs behind us all waiting for jobs. Because they've seen the other companies that post online. Hey, Bill's now looking for a position. Sarah's looking. And they put all these VAs and their pictures up and say, here's their background. They're looking for jobs. We don't just have a stable and say, oh, you can have the next VA that's available. We go out and source specifically for the job that you've told us that you want to have done. So it takes us about a week to do that, to go through that sourcing process. But when we find somebody that we match for what you are and your personality, and Ann goes through that interviewing process after they go through all the initial tests and evaluations, she's delivering 3 highly qualified, highly matched to what your needs and along your personality are. Any of the 3 would work. And then you do the interview with just 3, and you can determine which one of those you want to have come on board for you and go through the certification training and then deliver to you on a Monday after that.
Kind of like a custom order, basically.
Yeah,
yes,
we're a recruiter. I mean, we're a recruiting and training company. That's what we do.
Yeah, and that really sets us apart. We've got a lot of competitors, just have a bunch of people waiting for jobs. And
let's talk about some of this stuff that is really getting into the HR side of it. But let's talk about personality profiling. Okay. You have a particular method that you like to use to do that. Is it a DISC? Is it a culture index? Is it just, you know, playing cards? What do you like to use?
So again, we have a Fortune 1000 testing software that we use as a basic. We do math and verbal skills. Then we have the 12 personality traits. And those traits are things like, of course, extroversion and introversion. I mean, those are very simple. But it's also like, how aggressive are they? How assertive are they going to be? How are they going to be shy? Meaning, again, you can have an extroverted person, but they're not going to speak up if they feel like there's a problem or there's a solution. So these 12 different traits, we look at kind of where are they on the pendulum. And this particular company that we use has some already pre-filled in U.S. metrics. In other words, if you're a property manager, they say you should fall within these guidelines, okay? So we've had to adapt that because U.S. cultural is different from the Philippines. And this is something that we rolled out and started and are now just got enough of the data. We rolled it out in March of this year, and we took our top performing VAs and we looked at those and the roles that they were in, and we started indexing. Okay, they scored here, they scored here, they scored here. So we started to see these trends that of very highly successful, engaged VAs that our clients have loved, and we're starting to put together this metrics for our new clients. And we get better all the time. You know, this is more of an art than a science. Of course, we use the DISC profile. We also do a criminal background check. We do a national criminal background check on every VA because, again, we are in a very sensitive data field. And I want to always feel confident that I've done everything I can to protect my clients. And so we go that extra mile by making sure that that happens. In addition to all the testing, which again, those are typically done online, I vet their answers through, a series of interviews that we put them through. So in other words, they may say on the test, oh, I'm extroverted and I'm high I. Well, then I vet that to make sure that that's accurate based on questions that I bring into the interview process. Because again, it's a lot easier for people to kind of let down their hair when you're just having a conversation with them. And so again, every test that we do, we make sure that there's congruency between what they write, what they say, and how they act. So we have it all the way through.
Yeah, our hiring process is not totally unlike a traditional. If you want to go out and hire somebody locally, you know, you figure out what the job is, you write up the ad, you put it in, you get 1,000 resumes or 100 or whatever based on, and today you may only get 100 resumes. They were used to be getting 1,000. You go through, you screen through that, meet certain metrics, you have a phone interview with them, and then you narrow it down into who you're going to really meet with, and then you meet with some of those one-on-one and make a selection. We similarly do that. We write an ad up based on what your needs are, post it out in the Philippines. Hundreds of resumes, hundreds of potential people are coming in to fill those jobs. They go through the first 5 tests. If they make it through that, then they get to the next level, which was an interview with our partner in the Philippines. So they're going through that initial interview and have to pass that and his assistant. Then they go into a couple more levels of testing before they even get to Ann. So there may be 100 people that are interested in working for Brad today, but only 10 of them, 8 of them may get interviewed by Ann. And out of that, only 3 of them get in front of our client. Versus if you go out to hire, you're going to spend a lot of hours and a lot of time going through making that same analysis to come up to the point of where you're going to hire. We just make it real simple. You just have to show up for the interview with the 3 people because we've gone ahead and pre-screened, pre-analyzed, pre-tested, have them laid out as the right kind of person that could work for you and do your job.
Let's talk about some of the time constraints, time limitations, because obviously there's a time change because you're focusing on the Philippine Islands. Talk us through how you handle the time change.
Well, we vet them for working at night. I mean, that is part of our vetting process. They work the hours of our clients. So again, because it's a special recruiting, you tell me, hey, I want someone to work, you know, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. So I go and I find that person. Some workers only want to work East Coast. Some only want to work, you know, some don't care. So part of that recruiting process is before they ever get to you, they have agreed that they are okay with working the times that we've committed to for you. And then we, again, part of our vetting process is making sure that they're used to staying up at night and they like to stay up at night. Again, a lot, that's one of the great things about the Philippines, right? I mean, they have so many U.S. clients overall in the BPO industry, which is the big call centers over there, like HP and Dell. They all have big
BPO, not broker price opinion. This is all the big American companies that used to outsource in the 80s in India. They're now in the Philippines. And so these VAs are actually all working at night now, American hours, because that's where the majority of the jobs are.
Hey everyone, I want to take a quick break from the interview to tell you about the upcoming conference in Atlanta, Georgia, called Pulling Back the Curtain, happening this January 2019. This is a two-day event with day one being presentation style of an exclusive group of property management entrepreneurs, followed by day two as small group sessions. Speakers include Dave Borden, Deb Newell, Mark Cunningham. My presentation at this event will be on closing business, discussing sales tactics that have helped us grow by adding more than one door per day for the last 2 years. Visit the PropertyManagementMastermind.com site to learn more.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message. Let's talk some about the cultural differences, and let's hit on the bonuses and the holidays and kind of the expected differences that you're going to have. And, you know, talk us through some of that, because, you know, in certain areas, you know, their holidays are different than our holidays, and they expect certain bonuses at a certain time of year. So talk us through some of that.
Well, again, we have a little bit different approach in how we address that. So a lot of times people in the Philippines, they pay once a month. We pay every 4 weeks. Because we pay every 4 weeks, that 13th month or whatever they are used to, maybe you've heard of it, is already built into to what our clients pay. Because again, there's 13 pay periods in a year when you pay every 4 weeks. So that part's taken care of. The bonuses are based on a client-by-client basis. I mean, again, part of the consulting that I provide with my clients is helping them navigate some of that. And every client has their own, you know, their own philosophy. Some of my clients treat them exactly like their employees and they get the same days off, paid, time off, all of that kind of stuff. And others say, you know what, I'm going to pay when they work. And after they've been with me a while, I'll gift them some PTO, but they've got to earn it. So again, it's a client-by-client decision. You know, my VAs, my personal VAs work our holidays here in the U.S. because they want to work. They want the money. And I have the business advantage of being open and having my leasing line being answered on Memorial Day when everybody else is closed.
Yeah, we answer live with our VAs 7 days a week. Our VAs work one on Saturday and one on Sunday. So their hours or their days are split. So we have our phones answered 7 days a week. And like Ann said, on typical American holidays, they're just working. It's really no different to them. The important days for them are Christmas, Easter, their birthdays.
Their birthdays are
birthdays
very important.
A real big day over there.
And All Saints Day.
You know, that's all, and All Saints Day. So those are the important days that they typically are going to want to ask for off. But our holidays, they just work. They don't know what the difference of Thanksgiving is coming up.
We're closed on Christmas and Christmas Eve, so our VAs don't work those days. They get those as paid time off once they've had 6 months of service with us.
Let's talk a little bit about the continuity. When I say that, I mentioned it in our notes, is that in my experience, I'm really liking the continuity of overseas staff because they just seem to take less sick days. They just seem to show up on a better consistent basis. They just seem to get the job done a little bit more than, you know, what you may find on the open job market in most locations in the States. So tell me about your experience there.
I totally agree with you on that. I mean, I had, again, my first VA was to replace a marketing manager that was in my office. And my marketing manager had a lot of personal drama, a lot, was called out sick a lot, late a lot, traffic was always an issue. I don't have those issues anymore. Hannah shows up, she's excited to work. She says, thank you for the opportunity to work for me every day. She is very grateful. She's been with me for 2.5 years, and it works out really, really well. Same way with Alvin and same way with Adele in our office.
Which is, it's really interesting, because what you point out is the major difference. The value system in the Philippines of family, of doing the right thing, of always being open and honest, it is there. Just, and I say people, it's like my grandmother and grandfather. If they said they would be there, they would be there. You know, today's world, it's, you know, I might make it, I might not. With that value system, they all get 4-year degrees. So everybody there has a 4-year degree, but there aren't any jobs. And we have VAs that are nursing assistants, but can't get a job as a nursing assistant. So they're answering the phones. And what we find is they don't mind answering what we call those repetitive questions, the things that Americans don't want to do. The same 7 questions, and property managers, it's the calls in. Is the property at 123 still available? How much is the rent? How do you apply? What's the security deposit? What if you've been thrown out at your last? You know, all those questions, they don't have a problem. Hannah answers those all day long and smiles through every single one of them.
And the other thing,
Recall, and I'm going to shift gears in a little bit. If I recall, I'm going to kind of give you another talking point here. You guys wrote a book.
We did. We actually have 3 best-selling books, and we just launched our 5th or 6th book. We lose track of back in April. Yeah, we love it.
It's on property management.
That's pretty good stuff, gang. I mean, if you want to become the expert on what's going on, try to write a book. So yeah. Kudos to you. I think that's something we need to post on our site and have people check out. We're going to have to get some more information from you guys and put those on there. So here's the big question. I got 2 big questions that are going to kind of be back to back. What kind of jobs can they do? I mean, what kind of tasks are they best at? What are people going to call in and say, can you handle my leasing lines? Can you do my maintenance? Can you do my accounting? Can you do my reconciliations? Can you do my outside sales stuff? Can you do leasing lines, you know, as far as doing the Tenant Turner Show Mojo Rently type stuff? I mean, talk us through that. I kind of threw a bunch of stuff out there, but Is it yes, all the above, or does
yes.
there certain things?
All the above. Yeah. Anything that can be done with a computer and a phone can be done through an assistant in the Philippines, period. I mean, there's nothing that they can't do. We have higher level accounting people, like high level CFO type jobs that we have placed at a different rate, clearly, but you know, for top property management companies that need that extra help. We have lots of clients that want just bank reconciliation and data entry. That's fine. Like
they manage a bunch of HOAs. Can you imagine? We don't do HOAs, but they have tens of thousands of people within HOAs and all these hundreds and hundreds of bank accounts each month to reconcile. They bring our VAs on to help with that. And our people just love doing that. Over. I would go nuts if I had to reconcile more than my 6 accounts.
You and me both. So yeah. Here comes the big question now. How much, right? And so you mentioned you were sourcing. And first thing I thought of when you say sourcing, so if we're going to engage and I want to hire a team member through your team, clearly there should be a deposit, I would have to assume. Because you do a lot of onboarding and questioning. And so I'm asking, let's talk one at a time. Let's talk about an upfront deposit. Should we choose to engage to go look for talent?
So the way we break it down is, again, every VA is certified. So we have a certification fee, that's $1,500, and we have a recruiting fee, and that's $995, except for your listeners, Brad.
Yeah. So, yeah, your listeners are going to get a higher smart VA Brad discount.
Yeah, correct.
We'll get to that in a minute.
So,
right?
So the total for the certification and recruiting is $2,495 typically. You can go to our website, that's the price, it's there. Of course, your listeners get a Brad discount, and we're discounting it by $600. So they get it for $1,895. Same tools, same quality people, same quality process. Nothing, you know, there are no corners cut for that. It is just because We are excited to be a part of your team and happy to do that.
Through the what if. So what if that person doesn't work out? Is it a reset or how does that work?
So again, sometimes they don't make it through my training. Well, then there's no additional charge for that. We just go back and resource and start again. No big deal. Very, very rarely do I have a VA make it through my certification process and not work out. I mean, that's like something weird's going on. However, you use that on a case-by-case basis. If it's relatively new in the relationship, like in the first 30 days, of course, I'm going to take care of our clients because that's me, right? Every placement is a very, kind of a reflection of who we are. And so I take that very, very seriously. So again, we'll take that. A lot of times though, most of the time, if there's problems, it's usually in communication. And it's usually because we're dealing with a business owner that doesn't understand how to work with remote staff. And again, that's what I'm here as a consultant to help through that process. So usually when there's an issue, I say, let's have a conversation. Let's talk about it. If it turns out that I need to coach you, I'm going to coach you. If it turns out that your VA is really not performing the way that we would expect it to, then we have what we call our 30-day pathway to success that we work to try to get it back on track. If for whatever reason in that 30 days, as long as the client's doing what they're supposed to be doing and if the VA is not, again, we'll replace that VA, no charge, no nothing. But again, there's a very specific written process. Our 30-day pathway to success is very successful for that reason. But we have the referrals, we have the testimonials, we have the positioning in the industry because one, we really care about the process. And we really care about making sure that everybody is super happy with our results. And I pride myself on the fact that we've done a really good job with that. But if they don't work out, they don't work out.
There's part two of that question. Here's the big one, right? How much down, how much a month? All right, so I want to hire somebody to do my frontline phones, or I want somebody to do maintenance coordination. Those are a couple common ones potentially. So let's talk about rates. What would somebody expect for that particular type of a person?
It's $1,280 every 4 weeks. So it's $8 an hour.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Let's compare that to East Coast, West Coast pricing. That's 20%, you know, or 25%. Yep. It's Midwest pricing, you might look at, you know, 33% of what you're normally going to spend, but it's significant.
It's $8 an hour and you're making that payment to our Filipino counterpart, which is a company in the Philippines.
Our staffing company.
So that cost doesn't show up as a payroll cost on your books. It's a cost on your general ledger to contract labor. What we've seen and we've heard from a lot of people that have hired or hired on their own or paid the VAs on their own is, okay, I've paid the VA and my accountant suddenly says, well, if you're paying them directly, you're directing them. This has to do with IRS rules of whether you're considered an employee or not. And if they're paying them directly, then you potentially would have payroll costs and associated with that. So we eliminate that by going through our staffing partner and having those payments made there. So $8 an hour is really $8 an hour.
Yeah, because the IRS has the three test rule, right? They have the behavioral control, financial control, and the relationship. Those are the three components that the IRS looks at. And they don't care that your worker is outside of the U.S. If you fit into that category, they're considered an employee. However, staffing companies have been around forever, right? That is, whether it's a temp agency where you're hiring day labor or whatever, that's the reason that we set it up with a staffing company. So there's never any question of payroll taxes are due. So it's $8 flat. Period.
So if you were to go in a bigger role, let's say you wanted to hire somebody that's going to do some hardcore accounting and maybe even take frontline questions for sales. I mean, is that the same kind of rate or are you kind of looking like a rate flux there?
Well, again, if for inside sales, it's the same. You know, that's not a problem. It when you get into higher level accounting, like I said, that CFO kind of level, you're going to be paying 9 or 10. But still, $10 an hour when you normally would paying your bookkeeper accounting 50 to 70, still a great.
Right. Totally. It makes a lot of sense. Let's talk through, I just lost my train of thought. So let's talk through the time frame to hire an onboard. So I come to you, I engage, I put down the deposit, I'm giving you the description of what I want. Time frame, how long is it going to take?
Typically, it takes me 7 to 10 days to get and vet your candidates. Then it's a matter of when can I get on your calendar? So that may be another week. Then it's a week for that boot camp that we talked about, that certification, which is our secret sauce. So typically, it's going to be 3 to 4 weeks. It can be shorter if I'm constantly recruiting for some of the workers that we normally work, you know, customer service, maintenance, leasing, those types of jobs. I'm constantly interviewing for those. So sometimes I can get those a little bit faster, but just because you need a maintenance person, your maintenance person and the way you're set up may be different than Joe property manager someplace else. And again, because I recruit specifically for the client, personality does come into that of not only the VAs, but of the client themselves. So I then still make sure that I'm giving you the best results.
But in 3 to 4 weeks, they're delivered to you.
Right.
The start on Monday. You then take them on just like you would any employee and start putting them through the rigors of you, your company, your mindset, how you do things, and bring them on board. They're going to be very knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's where they're going to get the software training, et cetera, because one thing that people ask you is, well, what software do you train them on? Well, we train them on your software, kind of the basics and what they would need to do. So I'm sure there's a lot of in-house training that we're going to have to take on, which is fine. That's to be expected. And I'm not saying it shouldn't be.
It's just like an employee. Like, you wouldn't sit your employee on day one and have them sit at the computer and go, hey, have a great day. Bye. Right. You would have to engage with them, have a plan. And so we do help our clients come up with that, because a lot of times we find our clients don't have an onboarding process. So we help them through that as part of our consultation and as part of our product.
So now that someone's listened to kind of everything you've talked about, how do we find you? How do they find you? What's the best way to reach you guys?
The best way to reach us is on our website, which is hiresmartvas.com. That's hiresmartvas.com. We have a live chat during business hours. You can actually just, if you have a question, chat with us. If you would like, there's also a way you can do /appointment, and you can get right on my calendar to have a one-on-one consultation to talk with me and just book at a convenient time for you. So again, that's hiresmartvas.com/appointment. Those are very easy. I work by appointment. So if you call our office, it's perfectly fine. You're probably going to get voicemail because, again, I'm either training, working with a client, or something else. So that appointment is kind of the super easy way to do it, to make sure that I'm dedicated and devoted to your time.
And you guys are typically going to a lot of the NARPM conferences, so we may see you there, correct?
Absolutely. We are just about at every show on the trade show floor. We speak a lot too, because we think training and education is such a key component to our industry. So we give back a lot of that, just good information. We want people to understand what their options are and pick the best choice. You know, NARPM's got lots of great affiliates, as well as other industries as well. But we really, you know, we're very event available, I guess is my point.
Now that I've learned a little bit more about your business model, really, I don't see a lot of other strong players out there in the market, because the other folks that work with virtual assistants are really niche to a certain, basically a call center, or they're doing some screening stuff. I mean, they're not hiring people for you. And this is really one of the few services out there. There's one up and coming for sourcing talent in Mexico. There's also you guys in the working with the Philippines, and I think that's outstanding. There's another one that's working in India, but they're more task-oriented, as far as you tell them what tasks you want done and they get it done, versus you tell us what tasks you want done, we're going to get you the person that's going to be in part of your organization full-time. We'll pay them directly. They'll be able to work on your hours. They're going to do tasks for you. They're going to answer to you. I mean, that's a really neat thing. You guys kind of have a unique model, and I'm really glad to see you're out there in the space, because we definitely need it.
And like you said, many are call center based, or project or task based, as you were pointing out. And when we talk and present, we always point out there's a lot of different types of VA services. But if you need full-time dedicated, just like it's an employee, like you call them, members of your team, if you want that kind of a program, we're available to do that. Every now and then, you mentioned about the Spanish. Every now and then, somebody will say, do you have Spanish speaking? We don't. They don't learn Spanish in the Philippines. But for like us, we have a very small need for that. But nobody in the office speaks Spanish. So we couldn't bring anybody on board unless somebody here spoke Spanish, because we would have no idea what they're telling the prospective clients. we record every one of our phone calls so that if any question ever came up for fair housing or anything that, you know, having to do with service animals or comfort animals, we have a recording of what they said exactly. And it's going to be, I'm sure we can accommodate you. You know that line, right? I'm sure we can accommodate you.
Let you talk with the broker.
Yeah. And so that all comes to hand. But in that regard, we haven't had a need for the other language speaking. And like I said, I couldn't understand what they were saying anyway. But we do point out, we were just speaking in Boise at one of their local chapter meetings and told them about all the different people that are in NARPM that are affiliate members and what they do, because a lot of the people in that crowd needed one of those others, and like you were pointing out, because they don't have a need for full time. We want them at least to have the exposure of going to somebody that can process the applications for them or get people in their doors on the leasing line and help them grow. Eventually, they're going to grow. At some point, they're going to come to us and say, I'm ready for somebody full time. Can you help me now?
Yeah, it's the ebb and flow of outsourcing and insourcing.
Yes. So
you'll see that as you grow. We were the same thing. You outsource everything in the beginning, and then as you start to grow and grow and grow, you start to insource. And I don't even know if that's a real term. I've just kind of dubbed it that, because essentially you're starting your own ancillary businesses, and or you're just going to stop putting something out and then bring it into internal staff. And so that's been a, you know, a thing that we've had to do as we've kind of grown in size. And so kind of give you a recap, make sure we understand that once they get in touch with you guys through the website, hiresmartvas.com, they can drop the discount code BRAD. We'll put some show notes about what we talked about. But yeah, this has been a great episode. I really got to learn a lot about what you guys do. And I'm very excited to see you around the NARPM space. It's a very good value add that what you're doing. And so I appreciate all you do. Any parting words for us?
Just thank you. And again, we
appreciate
excited.
What you do.
Again, we're giving the $600 discount for anybody that is listening that wants to have a conversation with us and engage us in their search for their new staff member. And that's what we call them virtual staff, because it is. They are just like our staff. They come to our meetings. They are very much a part of our family. And that's kind of the way we would hope all of our clients would embrace the people that we place with them. So just been a joy to get to know you and have some time to talk, and appreciate the opportunity that you've provided for us.
Appreciate it. Anne, Mark, thank you so much for coming on. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org, again, propertymanagementsystem.org, and to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D.
This has been a podcast episode by propertymanagementproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.